Country Club FM.
This is it. It's the Bob Almanac. It has arrived a little later than usual. We didn't get into our interview as quickly as we usually do.
Right.
There was some organizing that took place.
Right.
Some rearranging, some headphones setting up. I thought you did a very good job as the engineer of that whole thing.
Yeah. That's right up my alley, as you know.
And I think we've got enough money in the Almanac Fund maybe to hire some maids of milking.
Oh,
Maids of milking, they come at just 7 1/4 per maid.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that earlier?
I did.
7 1/4. That's the federal minimum wage. That must be how they came up with that.
Right.
You can get a maid of milking. She'll milk for an hour, and all you need is 7 7 1/4 per for 8 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very reasonable.
By far the cheapest of all the 12 days of Christmas.
I like the swans of
investments.
Swimming.
No, they're the most expensive, yes. Right. Tuesday, December 5th, 339th day of the year, 1791, Amadeus, dead. Movie Amadeus, and then this song brought Mozart back to the forefront in the 80s, did it not?
Sure did. And he died very young.
I swear Falco is choking.
Right, sounds like it.
And did Mozart actually walk into a room and then some girl comes up and goes, "Ooh, rock me Amadeus"? Is there any chance that actually happened?
I doubt it.
I just don't think so.
Right.
30. But he was 35 and he was a musician.
Yeah.
I mean, he would have been the hard rocking musician of the day. You would think he would have a lot of groupies.
Well, I bet he did.
So for that era, he died on this date, 1791.
What he died of?
He had a long list of hits.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was playing the piano and one of the piano wires
snapped, and
something happened.
Well,
and they're still investigating. It's an open case.
Yeah.
It's a cold case.
Cold case. Very cold.
So 35, as Mozart always, is also very cold.
Mm-hmm.
1791. 1876 on this date, the Stilson wrench. This is our patent of the day. It's the Stilson wrench. We all know the Stilson wrench. I don't even know if I own a Stilson wrench. I just have never needed one.
Mm-hmm.
It's your classic pipe wrench, like the red one.
Yep.
That looks like an F.
Right.
If you open up a little bit, it looks like an F, like a capital F. And that's known as the Stilson wrench, the world's first ever practical pipe wrench. That's this date, 1876.
Did a nice job with that.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Stilson. D.C. Stilson, in fact.
Right.
The University of Pittsburgh, this date, 1908. First time in a football game. Can you imagine even not just like being the broadcaster, following and covering, but actually just watching a football game without them wearing numbers on their unis?
That would make it, that guy hands it off to another guy. And that guy gets a nice block from another guy.
Sounds like the great Steve Cannon doing the hockey tournament back in the day.
Well, he just used numbers.
That's what he did.
Right.
At University of Pittsburgh, numerals first used on football uniforms worn by college football players of state, 1908. I think the baseball numbers came maybe a little later.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can look at that because I know that we've highlighted that before on the Bob Almanac. So 1908, numbers, football, rest is history. 1933.
The decisive vote of the 36th state against prohibition is happy news for the grain raisers of the United States and for many others throughout the land. With an eye on December 5th, work is being rushed in distilleries and bottling works. Thousands are being called back to work in plants of allied industries. At least 500,000 new jobs.
Hip, hip, hooray. Cheers to the end of Prohibition on this date. Came to an end. Utah was that 36th state, as mentioned in that newsreel. They ratified the 21st Amendment to the United States Constitution. And that then, of course, brought Prohibition was it the Olmstead Act? What was the name of the act? It was a guy from Minnesota that actually, the original Prohibition Act. That was the state, 1933.
Put a lot of people back to work.
Yep. 1951, here's our invention of the day, the first push button. But then a lot of people missed work, too.
Well, that's true, too, as
because,
a result.
Right? So it was kind of it kind of balanced itself out because, as Homer Simpson told us, alcohol, the cause and the solution to all of life's problems. Mm-hmm. That was the state, 1933. How about in 51, our invention of the day? The first push-button controlled garage opened on this date. Mm. So the garage door opened with a push button.
Very nice.
Was it an overhead door? You ever see those old-timey garages where the doors open like, oh, let's say, your closet?
Okay.
You know, where the doors open left to right and they collapse or they swing open.
Yep.
Or it's not the multiple partition garage door where it's all one piece, but it's still an overhead door, but it takes more room and it's a different mechanism.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about, I do. I'm sure. Did you have a garage door when you grew up? I grew up on the farm, so we had big shed doors, basically. What did you have? Do you have a garage door?
Yep.
What kind of garage door did you have on your garage?
Yeah, we had the one, you know, multi-panels.
Like today.
Yes,
okay. All right.
And it had windows on the top row, which was a problem.
That's fancy.
I broke so many of them.
Because you're throwing balls up against the door, right?
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I can always, I won't hit the glass.
Tried the corner and missed.
Wrong. How are they laying off pitches that close?
How is he missing that strike zone?
Right.
We got to get this guy some control.
Yeah.
So that was back in 1951. 55 here on this date, 1955 in Montgomery, Alabama.
Initially, the boycott was scheduled to last one day. And it was only after they saw the success of it that they began thinking about, well, we can sustain this. And I don't think they realized how difficult that would be.
What they were doing was almost doing a power map.
And so this was the date that the bus boycott began. It was, what, December 1st that Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat. And then the next week after, or several days after on this date, December 5th, is when the actual bus boycott began. The city bus system was being boycotted by the black community. And they did it for more than a year.
Wow.
Give them credit. Because as you heard here, it was only going to be a day.
Yeah.
And then they saw that they were getting results. So it lasted until December 20th, 1956.
Wow. That is sticking to their guns.
And it started the real change. 1970 here, this date in the news.
The Stanley Cup and the Conn Smythe trophies are more than symbols of hockey's greatness today. They and the Masterton trophy are objects of a police search. Somebody broke into the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto and stole them today. And it's not the first such theft. The last time the trophies were stolen, they were returned to the Hall of Fame 4 days later after the thieves made arrangements with the police through an intermediary. That was in April of 1968.
So it was just 2 years earlier that the trophies had been stolen, and they stole the Masterton trophy. The Bill Masterton trophy for perseverance in the game of hockey. You know, just a few years after he had died on the ice at Met Center.
Yeah, well, the North Stars.
Sadly, yes. So they stole that one, Conn Smythe, and Stanley Cup. And they had done it in 68, so you would think that maybe they would have greater security by 1970. Nope. They got stolen again.
Must not have been that difficult.
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't follow up to see when they... Obviously, they did get it back.
They got them back.
They got them all back, thankfully. Now they got the guy with the white gloves that travels, and
right.
he might sleep with the cup. I don't know. I met him once or twice, and he might be there 24/7, setting up right next to Lord Stanley's cup. Boy, it'd be nice for the Wild to win that sometime in my lifetime.
Would. Yeah, it would.
You know, they're making a run there. I don't know if they've got the pieces in place to win it all, but all you need to do, and it's shown, just get into the playoffs, baby.
Yep,
like Florida did. We're the last team in last year.
Yeah, yes.
Made quite the run. How about 2013 again in the news?
Nelson Mandela's face is one of the most recognizable in the world. And tonight in South Africa, this symbol of racial equality died at the age of 95.
Well, we can't tell if it's him or Morgan Freeman.
They're similar.
Is that Nelson Mandela or is that Morgan Freeman? Maybe they just changed spots. Maybe Morgan Freeman's the one who's dead. And Nelson Mandela's the one... still doing acting and still saving the White House.
Mm.
That was this date, 2000, an easy reader. Nelson Mandela, South African icon, dead.
He'd be 105 now.
At the age of the 95. Age very well.
Right.
I mean, Nelson Mandela did not look 95.
No.
So that was his date, 2013. And then 2022, let's remember this fine lady.
Oh, what are we talking about here? Beard growing contest?
You got it.
What do you say, Sammy? $20?
What the heck?
I haven't had a beard for a while, and it's all in good fun. Really looks sexy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yasser Arafat always gets me hot.
He's had a thing for world leaders.
Yes.
I don't think Robin Colcord ever had a beard. I just don't see her. I don't see Rebecca Howe liking beards. We lost Kirstie Alley this date a year ago. She had colon cancer. She was 71. She was Rebecca Howe.
Yep.
And she's been in a number of movies and things. Had a great cameo on King of Queens and other shows as well. Had her well-publicized battle with weight.
Weight issues, yeah.
Where she lost a lot of weight. Did she do Jenny Craig or was it one of those other ones? Was it Weight Watchers? She did something because she was a spokesman for it. And that was this day we lost Kirstie Alley.
She was great on Cheers. Absolutely loved. You know, following up Diane was not an easy deal. She did great.
No. Same thing with Woody.
For sure.
Following up Coach.
Coach. It was just perfect.
2022. Now we have birthdays.
I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
by the power of Grayskull!
Children of the 80s, rejoice. Get to relive He-Man. And the masters of the universe, the voice of He-Man, John Lee Irwin, is still with us here today. He's 87.
Wow.
Born this date, 1936. And then his voice would just pop up randomly. Like on an episode of Seinfeld, the time that Mattingly split his pants when George said, hey, we should switch to cotton. It's a lighter. It breathes. But they didn't realize that it would shrink. And then, oh, no, Mattingly split his pants. And that was he was the guy doing the play-by-play.
Oh, sure.
And he was also the guy in Back to the Future 2 who was on the radio as Biff was going through the sports almanac and reading through the scores. And then it was all coming true on the radio. He was, I think he was the play-by-play guy when old Biff dialed it up and they had somebody making a field goal or something. And so John Lee Irwin, a voice of many people's childhood, 87 today.
That this drug was developed in cooperation, not competition, with the Chicago Memorial Hospital in what we hope will be the model for continued dishonest...
Freudian slip.
Honest. Open joint ventures between academic medicine and pharmaceutical industry, Richard. I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of this speech.
The crooked Dr. Nichols.
Right.
Richard Kimball thought he was his friend. He was not his friend.
He was not.
He had his wife killed. And then he tried to kill Richard Kimball.
Right.
With the one-armed man.
The one-armed man.
He had a one-armed man at his disposal. Wouldn't you love to have a one-armed man at your disposal? Just think of the things, you could do with a one-armed man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I feel like a one-armed man sometimes.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do hamper you. We do tie one arm behind your back here when it comes to the Bob Morning Show. Jerrion Krabbe, who's a Dutch actor, thus the name, Jerrion Krabbe. He is 79 today. Oh. 79, as was Chris Hillman. I erroneously said 69. I did the math wrong.
Mm-hmm.
79. As we accurately said, yesterday's Bob Almanac, we accurately said 79.
Correct.
But he was Dr. Nichols from The Fugitive.
But he was a bad guy.
He was a bad guy. He was. One of the three tenors, it's Know Your Three Tenors, and this can't be very hard, just the one that's still alive, Neil.
Right.
I think the other two are gone but not forgotten.
Yes, they are. I don't remember his name, though.
Right. Placido Domingo, gone.
Yep.
Luciano Pavarotti, gone. Jose Cadiz. The other guy. And he was always in the middle, and that's Pavarotti. It's not Pavarotti. Take a step back, would you? He's a big fella, that Pavarotti.
He was sturdy.
I think he played. Did he play guard in high school? Was he an offensive guard, a pulling guard?
Pulling guard.
Jose Correas, one of the three tenors, is 77.
Touching you, so warm and tender.
In the early 70s, if this wasn't a number one Billboard hit, what in the name of Casey Kasem's going on?
Right. This had to be.
Rock Me Gently by Andy Kim.
And Rock Me Slowly, please.
He's 77, same age as Jose Canetas.
Very nice.
We have more music today, more 70s.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
One half of Loggins and Messina, and it's not Loggins, so that leaves
Jim Messina.
Yes. Singer, songwriter, guitarist, Buffalo Springfield, helped start Poco, Loggins and Messina. We would have no Kenny Loggins. We would have no theme to Footloose or Danger Zone, I think, without Jim Messina giving the guidance that Kenny Loggins needed. How about the theme to Caddyshack? Wouldn't have that. We have so much to thank Jim Messina for.
Yes, please.
Out of the car, long hair, Louis, you're coming with me, the local police.
Say it again.
Say it again. So that was Jim Messina here today, 76 on the birthday list. He was the living legend in the AWA.
I think they got confused with Vince McMahon Jr., who came out and admitted that Hulk Hogan's a clown. Well, you know, Hogan, if you want to prove to the kiddies that you can do more than tear off your T-shirt or hold your ear, I'll even give you a shot at the heavyweight championship of the world. But we're on ESPN, the all-sports network. I guess that just leaves the NWA, Steamboat or Flair or whoever it is.
Zabisco challenging all of the different wrestling alliances there. Larry Zabisco, you know, I have to give credit and in a tip of the cap and a lot of respect to those wrestlers that back in the day said, I'm not shaving my chest.
Right.
I'm not getting waxed. Larry Zabisco was one of those guys.
Yeah.
He wore his chest hair proudly.
Very nice.
In the wrestling ring. Now I don't know if you see any of them. If they do, I guess they wear a shirt. I'm pretty sure Mankind never shaved.
No, Mad Dog Vasan certainly
no,
didn't.
Certainly not. You can't have dog in your name right. And then come out, you know,
yeah,
like you just came out of the womb.
Right.
So that was Larry Zbysko. Happy birthday to him. Larry Zbysko is 70 today. Jack Russell, great white, great singer. Just don't leave him in charge of pyrotechnics.
No.
Jack Russell, a great white, 63. Garth Brooks's buddy. Tyler England. We like to shorten that to just Ty, don't we?
For sure.
Should have asked her faster.
That was a big hit.
That was a big hit, yeah. 1995. He is 60 today. We've got... video's kind of creepy. Johnny Resnick, lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls, looking through a telescope.
Oh.
Spying on Nick Cage and Meg Ryan.
Mm.
I don't know.
We don't recommend it.
Sounds nefarious. Yeah. But he's the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls. Johnny Resnick is 58. Gary Allen, we know what he sounds like.
He sounds good, too.
Yeah, he does sound good. He's 56.
What exactly am I in this future of yours?
Your John Connor's spouse. In second in command.
No.
What?
You're a mess.
Yeah, you're not exactly my type either.
John Connor. Remember from Terminator 3?
I do.
Get down. Get down. Get down, John Connor. No, Nick Stahl is... I can only do Schwarzenegger for like two or three words, and after that it just breaks down. Nick Stahl is 44, and he was the guy in the middle, kid.
What are you doing?
Nothing. You look different. I took a shower. I knew it!
Malcolm in the middle. Frankie Munoz. Munoz, that's it. He didn't put the tilde in there. Frankie Munoz is, he's 38 today.
All right.
Malcolm.
And we're into Gone, But Not Forgotten. Our Gone President of the Day was number 8 in the pecking order. And he was born on this day in 1782. Had fine, fine sideburns. The big chops. Martin Van Buren born on this day again, 1782. It did not end well.
What am
for,
I doing
George
here?
Guster.
Please, Mr. Guster. I don't want to go.
Not the most politically correct song ever in the history of the Billboard charts.
Hey, Mr. Guster. Please don't make me go.
The great Larry Verne.
Yeah. Well, and who would, you know, they went, but they didn't come back, sadly.
They were poorly led. And maybe they just didn't have enough.
He had a bit of an ego, I think. General George Armstrong Custer, born on this day in 1839. Have you heard of the Cessna in when it comes to aviation? Clyde Vernon Cessna was a real guy. And born on this day, 1879, aviation inventor, planes are named after him. And again, Clyde Vernon Cessna, 1879. The chewing gum, would we have spearmint, double mint, juicy fruit without Philip K. Wrigley? He also owned the Cubs from 1932 until his death in 37, born on this day, 1894. A pioneer, the great Walt Disney.
This pompous-looking individual is Doc, the self-appointed leader of the group. And this little fellow is bashful. He's secretly in love with Snow White. And this funny face is Sneezy. He has hay fever. And old droopy eyes is called Sleepy. And Happy here with a beaming smile. And old Sourpuss here is Grumpy, the woman hater. And last but not least is Dopey. He's nice, but sort of silly.
There you go.
That's we just got introduced.
The seven dwarves right there. I wonder what Walt Disney would feel about the new dwarves in that new Snow White movie.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that? It was quite controversial. I don't think they were dwarves. They didn't hire any dwarf actors. And I think they had colored hair, nose rings, various other appendages and accessories that didn't go with the
characters.
With the characters or with the original storyline.
Okay.
And people reacted negatively to that. Not to my surprise.
No, nor mine. 1901 for the great Walt Disney. Just the long list of characters. And, of course, Disneyland, Disney World. Walt did it all. 1901. He is known as Little Richard.
But his real name, Neil?
Richard Penniman.
Yes, Richard. He looks like a Richard Wayne Penniman, doesn't he?
Yes.
Good golly, Miss Marley. Show like the ball.
Who was crazier on the piano, him or the Killer?
So like the ball.
Boy, that's a toss-up.
When you're rocking out of order,
but he was great. They're both great. We're talking about singer and preacher, Little Richard, Richard Penniman. Good golly, Miss Molly there. Tutti Frutti, so many others. 1932. The great J.J. Cale, singer-songwriter, gave us a lot of hits. That other artists made big hits out of, too, like this.
This isn't Clapton on the guitar. This is actually J.J. Cale.
Nice.
Song he wrote.
Fine guitar player, singer-songwriter.
Do you know the people that he influenced? Eric Clapton, Waylon Jennings, Neil Young, Lynyrd Skynyrd,
right.
Mark Knopfler. Just some pretty good...
Super talented.
Guitar players.
My buddy, my bald-headed friend, Little Al, and I are big J.J. Cale fans, so... We salute him on what would have been his birthday. Well, it is. He was born on this day, 1938. And Carrie Hamilton, we got to mention her. She was the daughter of Carol Burnett, died young of complications from lung cancer that eventually spread to her brain. She was born on this day in 1963. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
You can go with Diamond Rio, Beautiful Mess, to start out this long stretch with the no-repeat workday, and colloquially known as a Bob-a-thon. Reba McEntire, I'd Rather Ride Around With You, or Toby Keith, Made in America.
I'm going to go Reba McEntire today.
W2PM, Princeton.